This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
OpenAI is making headlines because they are developing agents. This is something we've been talking about all last year, these autonomous agents. There was something called, I believe it was like Agent GPT or something like that. And it was last year, a bunch of people were talking about how it was going to completely take over your computers. Okay, so this didn't actually unfold, but it looks like OpenAI is currently doing that. So they're going to actually have two different things that I think are quite interesting. They're going to have one version that can actually take over your computer itself, and they can do a bunch of different tasks on your computer, and another one that can take over your web browser. Now, when we talk about these agents, right, we're giving them a directive. We're saying, hey, go book me a flight to Venice in the summertime for 2 weeks and find me expensive places to eat and some cheap places to stay. And, you know, and then go to my job and request 2 weeks of PTO for those dates, right? You give it like some complex thing and it's going to go do all of it. Or you say, hey, start me a new Shopify store. I want to be selling socks. Go find the suppliers, go set up the store. Let me know when everything's ready to go. So now, while these might be obviously very complex tasks that you'd have to pay an assistant or a company to do in real life, the idea is that an AI is going to be able to go and accomplish all of these tasks, do these things, right? So this is what they're currently working on. It's really exciting. For me personally, as someone that has AI Box, which is a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, we're building a marketplace of these AI tools that these autonomous agents and these agents can come in and use our tools to get a job done the most effective way possible. So I'm really excited when I'm seeing this kind of development. And this isn't just from OpenAI. There's a bunch of other players. Microsoft, Google, and of course, Adept are all kind of working on this. What I'll say is I think right now these agents are kind of a part of OpenAI's effort to stay competitive in AI development, right? Because we have these other people, Google and Meta allegedly are working on some similar stuff. But what I want to say is that the computer using agent, this is the one that, you know, essentially takes over your computer. A lot of people are kind of worried about this. This one is going to require your permission to operate. And it's also going to need to probably be stored at least partially on your device to work effectively, right? So this isn't something where you probably go to a website and say, hey, do this thing. And then all of a sudden it takes over your computer. This is something where you'll actually have to download something onto your device. You're going to have to give it all of the right permissions. And I think this makes a lot of sense. Now, something that I have been talking about that I think not a lot of people are talking about is the concern with how this might go wrong. Now, I'm sure people are thinking of all the ways this might go wrong. You know, this thing could go rogue and take over and do all these things. I'm pretty sure OpenAI is going to have some pretty strict, red teaming and all this kind of, you know, safeguards and safety rails on this product in particular, because they really do not want this thing to go rogue or to do something it shouldn't. What I will say, though, so I'm less concerned about that, actually. What I am more concerned about is the opportunity for people to create malware and viruses that could be on your computer that could then take control of that system. And I think that that's going to be the more likely cause here. And I think that that could be a serious issue, right? Because you can imagine if you create a virus where essentially it just, like, if it can control your computer and everything you do, if you try to delete that thing, it will just close the tab. If you try to open up, if you try to remove it, and it could get on there. If you have all your saved passwords, for example, on your web browser, with some sort of like password saver or your credit cards on file, if this thing really is taking over your computer or a virus or malware is taking over that, it can have access to anything. It can go buy anything, do anything. And I think that's a scary thought. Now, you always have the ability, of course, to unplug your computer, theoretically, but like, what happens if you leave your computer on overnight, you go to bed, you wake up, and all of a sudden you ordered like, you know, $10,000 worth of things and maxed out all your credit cards because, you know, something happened. So all I'm saying is I want to raise awareness of the issues here. I'm a tech optimist. I don't think this is like, oh, there's risks, we shouldn't use this. I think this is an incredible technology that can do amazing things. Here's some risks. Let's talk about what our solutions might be. Let's have some cybersecurity experts come in and make sure that maybe any sort of purchase has to be approved with a manual retina scan, or I don't know, right? They'll come up with solutions, but I do want to raise awareness for this issue because I do think that that is a serious problem that we do need to be thinking about. What I do think is interesting is right now OpenAI's agents are trying to transform ChatGPT into a quote, super smart personal assistant for work. And that's competing directly with Microsoft's enterprise app automation. So Microsoft right now has a bunch of different tools, software. They have copilots right now that they're releasing for like, they said that they're going to release a copilot for like every single niche in business. So they just did like a, they just did a sales copilot and a customer support sales pilot. And they're creating a whole bunch of other ones. So these are AI models that are specifically good at those tasks and automating tasks, you know, within those specific areas. But this right now from OpenAI would compete with those and everything else. So it's going to be incredibly powerful. And I think that's interesting. This is actually something that I think is really good for the AI ecosystem. And that's to see healthy competition between Microsoft and OpenAI, right? Microsoft effectively controls OpenAI and owns like 50% of it. So they can tell them pretty much what to do. I know that they say like, oh no, they can do their own thing. We're hands off, whatever. But like in reality, they essentially have owned half of it. But I do like to see that it still appears that Microsoft is like trying to undercut them with, you know, for example, Bing Chat or whatever. It has GPT-4 in there for free where you got to pay a subscription on OpenAI. So, you know, Microsoft's kind of trying to like undercut them there and they're trying to like beat them to these agents. And it seems like there's still some healthy competition there. So that's actually what I really do like to see in this whole space. What I will say is that LLMs, of course, are the foundation to these agents and enabling them to write code, interpret images, retrieve files, do everything. So all of this is possible because of OpenAI, and even Microsoft really is just leveraging OpenAI's tools. I don't think they have a lot of their own per se AI systems specifically. So OpenAI plans right now to make sure that privacy and user controls are, you know, required permissions to train the software on your personal data and also to access your computer. So two interesting things with that, though, are that number one, they plan on training off of your own personal data. How I envision this going, or at least an effective way to do this, in my opinion, is that they probably come up with some sort of tool that can do a bunch of interesting or useful things. You download it onto your computer, but it can't do everything. And it you essentially give it permission to watch you 24/7, see everything that you're doing, follow you on your computer, and it's training the model to know how to replicate all of your tasks. This is essentially how I would envision them being able to train that. So it's going to be interesting to see who opts in for that. I'm sure there's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of privacy issues. Like, it's craziness, right? But it's very powerful technology. There's some strong financial incentives. So I don't have any doubts that whether you like it or not, it's going to be developed and it's going to be something that happens. So the timeline on this isn't released yet. OpenAI is saying pretty tight-lipped about this. But what I will say is that apparently they've been developing this for over a year. Now, this isn't surprising to me. Adept, which is co-founded by a former OpenAI engineer, they were developing a very similar tool to this, which can understand text, images, web pages. It's not like a robotic process automation. It can do a lot more complex tasks. But this was something that was, you know, spun up from OpenAI. They've raised hundreds of millions of dollars, a very successful company. They haven't really launched a lot yet that I've tested out anyways, but by all metrics, they have a solid team and they've raised a lot of money. So I would presume they'll be a successful company. But you know, they've been working on this for a while. And so to me, it's not a surprise that OpenAI comes out and is like, hey, we've been working on, you know, something similar for a while. They've seen the money go in that direction. They see the potential. And so I think they've been working on this as well because of that. Now, it's not just Adept, though. They have other competitors they need to fight off, which are Google, for example. Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, he hinted at developing this technology and that they were going to kind of make it. But he literally like publicly said, after they released their like latest round of some technology, but he said that their latest technology, quote, allows us to act more like an agent over time. So Google is obviously aware of this. Google is obviously focusing on this. Now, it doesn't mean that Google has this today or maybe even soon because it says over time, and we know that Google tends to be a little bit behind OpenAI on these things. But like, they are actively looking at it, moving in this direction and working on it, which I think is really, really interesting. Now, one thing I wanted to clear up, though, is that recently OpenAI introduced their assistance API. So this essentially allows developers to create agent-like experiences. But what I will say is it's not the same thing. Some people kind of had the misconception, like, oh my gosh, like agents are here. I don't think it is. It doesn't give you the ability to have control over a person's computer. It's more just like creating these chatbots and doing a couple extra cool things on top. This, I think, this whole agent thing that's getting developed right now is completely different. It's going to be able to access software, use software, and, you know, see what's on your computer screen. It's going to be much, much more crazy. Now, what I will say is there are some challenges. Of course, I've discussed some like issues of the cybersecurity, everything goes rogue kind of stuff. But beyond that, some obvious ones that are literally here today we have to address are that LLMs have the issue where they can generate false information, right? We know they can hallucinate or whatever. So this is a problem. And I think that it's especially a problem when you imagine this LLM is controlling your whole computer. It's doing everything. You definitely need to make sure that this is not, you know, hallucinating and sending emails with fake information in them and automatically doing sales prospecting and, you know, promising the world to a potential client when it's not in reality what you're able to do, right? So there's a lot of issues that I think could arise from this. So essentially what you're going to need, I think, is some third-party software or tools, or maybe OpenAI will develop some tools that essentially fact-check everything and have kind of an extra safety layer. And I think this is especially important for enterprise stuff. Now, I recently went to a conference over the summer, last summer, and there was a bunch of different AI enterprise tools and vendors that were doing stuff like this. They were kind of like a layer between when, you know, OpenAI wrote something and it actually went out in an email that would like check it. So I'm fairly confident there's going to be these tools that are coming down. Now, the last thing I want to bring up, we've talked about Google as a competitor, we've talked about Adept. The last one is Microsoft. Of course, we know they're competing on to some level, but it's been apparently reported on that Microsoft is exploring agent style features with Windows 11 Copilot. This is going to be huge because it's the entire operating system of Windows. So literally, this is a very direct competitor, you can imagine. This is going to be crazy, right? So you're just using your regular Windows. You open up the Windows 11 Copilot, tell it to do something, and it's opening up tabs and doing things on your computer. So that could be crazy. They've actually published some open source software to help facilitate the building of autonomous AI agents. So they're obviously working on this very closely. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. There's obviously a lot of money to be made here, so I don't doubt this will be done. There's also a lot of competition. You have Adept, Google, Microsoft, and even allegedly Meta is working on some things in this regard. So big companies, big names, big budgets. It's going to be very interesting. I can see some incredible potential with this technology, and I'll keep you up to date on everything that happens, you know, positively in this direction. But at the same time, I'm going to let you know of some of the drawbacks and some of the risks that are associated. So I'll keep you updated, and I'm really excited to see how this plays out and integrates with AI Box, my own no-code AI app builder and marketplace. And if you are interested in investing, we actually are doing a crowdfunding campaign. We've raised over $320,000 for it. I'll leave a link in the description to republic.com/AI-box. Minimum investments are $150 and maximum are $100,000. But I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.